So my next guest apparently wants to be my member of Congress, which I appreciate because, you know, here today you have to sit here and wonder for Alyssa Slotkin, who is my member of Congress from the 8th Congressional District in Michigan. How do you explain to your constituents, Democrats, Republicans, independents, makes no difference, if the articles of impeachment never go to the Senate, and right now it doesn't look like they're going to go anytime soon. How do you explain to people you spent all of this time, all of this energy, it was so imperative that you impeach this president for the safety and the future of the nation that you don't even bother to send it to the Senate? That he's such a threat that we're going to do this thing all for show and no go. And, well, Alyssa Slotkin will have a lot to answer for. Paul Young is running for the Republican primary position to challenge Slotkin come November 3rd, 2020. Paul, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. So what would possess a man who has an otherwise pretty decent life, you know, to run for Congress?
Well, I think some of the same things that possessed President Trump. And that's a notion that, look, we need to put America first. We need to do the things that the people of this country and the people of the 8th District want done to make their lives better. And it does not include this, you know, partisan attack to just, hey, we don't like the election results, so we're going to try to overturn it in Congress. So it's to fight for the things that I think all good Americans want to see get done.
Sure. Now, you've got a diverse background, to say the least. You worked for the Trump administration for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. You've been a prosecutor in the Domestic Violence Unit. You were a news anchor back in the day at Fox 47 News in Lansing. And, you know, I'm in a 12-step program myself for recovering news anchors. So I can appreciate that point of view. But you have a background that lends itself well to public service. What's it going to take for you to connect with voters in the 8th Congressional District to secure the primary nomination to go against Slotkin in November?
Well, I think no small part of that is to get out and talk with the voters in the 8th District, and that's something I'm doing every day. Just last night, I was at the North Oakland Republican Club's event. I was at Mason just earlier this week and last week at a Chamber of Commerce event. Everywhere I go, I'm talking with voters in the 8th District, and what I'm hearing from them is just a disgust with this, you know, partisan attack on the president that they voted for in 2016 and that they are very much looking forward to voting for again in 2020. So I'm out there meeting with voters, listening to their concerns, and the overwhelming response I'm getting is we need to defeat Alyssa Slotkin, we need to make the House Republican again, and I'm hearing a lot of support for my candidacy, which is very gratifying for me.
Yeah, and I guess I'm going to ask you the question. How do you answer to the folks out there when you say we spent all of this time and all this effort to impeach the president and we never sent it over to the Senate for consideration? How would you even justify such a thing?
I don't think there is any justification other than just another example of for them, it's just a matter of political theater. There's no seriousness on their side about what is it we're doing to try to help the American people? It's just an expression over and over again of their unhappiness about an election result and an expression that they just don't like this president. And it's disappointing, but not unexpected. So, we need to send representatives to the Congress. They're going to work with the president instead of ignoring the voters and just, you know, continuing with ridiculous impeachment.
So let me ask you this, because this is important. Paul Young here, he's a Republican. He lives in Brighton, and he's challenging for the Republican primary position to take on Alyssa Slotkin in November of this coming year and in her seat in Congress. Slotkin, the national leader in fundraising. And so let's be honest, Paul, it takes money, real money, to run for a seat in Congress. How do you compete with all of the money that she's amassed? She has something like $1.7 million in the bank account already. It's probably higher now, but at the last reporting period, she's got a lot of cheese to deal with. How do you deal with that?
Well, no small part of that is we've already seen, just as an example, the president is raising incredible amounts of money, and there is a dedication, a commitment that they are going to spend money in this district, whoever the nominee is. So I think, you know, the Republican nominee in the 8th District is going to be supported by the president and by people across the state. For me personally, I know that fundraising is important, and as a first-time candidate, I'm jumping right in. And again, as I talk to people here in the 8th District, just yesterday I was at a small business, and he was very enthusiastic and said, Paul, we've got to do what we can to support you. And they were talking about, let me introduce you to some other folks here in town, and we're going to help you with your fundraising. So, you know, just like when I'm at other community meetings, it's a matter of getting out, talking with people. And when I do, the response is, we are going to help. And so, you know, I'm the early statement, the early developments in my fundraising are very good. We'll have an announcement in January, as you know, Steve. You know, you do these quarterly reports. I'm
sure.
Feeling very good about the response I'm getting, and I think we'll send a message to the voters of the 8th District that this is the candidacy that can get it done, because you're right. It's a winnable seat, but it's going to take a strong effort.
Well, it is a winnable seat, according to the Cook political report. It is listed as one of the 19 toss-up seats, and I think there are more than that, but it's listed as a toss-up seat as Michigan's 8th. And it's an R+4 district that was won by 7 points by Donald Trump in 2016. It's a very winnable seat for a Republican. And you could be that person if you come out on top in this primary battle. What are your next steps? We got about a minute left here. What are your next steps, Paul? Where do you go from here? And how do you put yourself in the best position to win the primary?
Well, just to pick up on what you were saying a moment ago, part of that is the fundraising, and I'm doing that part of it. But I think the biggest part is that you have to connect with voters. And one of the exciting things that's going to be happening in early 2020 is a number of events where I'm going to be in front of voters, and some of the other candidates will as well. And so far, the response I've gotten when I'm at events with the other Republican candidates is a very strong, hey, we think Paul is the guy.
All right.
You know, you mentioned earlier, I'm a former courtroom attorney, former TV news anchor. I have an ability to think on my feet and make a presentation and stand up to the arguments that we're going to get from the other side. And that's important, I think, to Republican voters, that we can stand up and make our case. And I believe I'll demonstrate that I'm the candidate that can best do that.
Paul Young, thank you. We wish you the very best. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you for being here.